Okay, forced ranking process. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk through this, and the easiest thing for you to do is below your PowerPoint slide is just to rewrite the column headings. So I just want you to get in the habit of doing this, because you're not going to have this in front of you when you do this. So the first thing I want you to do on a blank piece of paper, or at least under your PowerPoint slide, is I want you to create make the first column about a halfway across the page and call that idea task. So you're going to take, you know, your landscape paper, if you will, halfway across, draw a line down it and call it idea task. And then you're going to make another column about an inch wide. How wide? 1 inch wide for business area. And then you're going to make another column 1 inch wide for ease. And then just two more. So far we have idea task, we have business area, we have ease. Then the next one is business impact, BUS impact, business impact. And the last one's total. That's it. Now the secret to the forced ranking process that I use really starts with number one, which is as you're going to an event, you're going to highlight your best ideas. If you're sitting with your team and you're talking about we need to produce more revenue, you're going to focus on revenue. If you're having a meeting with yourself and you say, I need to figure a way to reduce expenses by 10%, then the objective of a forced ranking is to talk about things that are going to relate to reducing your expenses by 10%. So the first thing you have to do is highlight your best ideas. The second part of that is, what's the goal? What are you trying to prioritize all these things against? So let me give you an example. Catherine, what's the temperature in this room right now, do you think?
I think it's about 74.
Okay, and what do you think it is?
Probably 77.
77 is correct. So if you were making a list based on the number of 74, and she was making a list based on 77, would we end up at the same point? We're working with two different sets of objectives, right? The idea of that exercise is to say, what are we trying to prioritize these things against? So in this case, the top goal at this moment is fill in the blank for you, whatever that might be. So let's just use a hypothetical and say, our top goal is to increase revenue by 10%. And then finally, you're going to go through your list of your best ideas from your conference, or you're going to go through your project list that we started earlier, and you're going to list all those things under the first column called idea task. So anything that relates to increasing revenue or that could increase revenue by 10%, I'm going to write it in that first column called idea task. I'm going to write the first one. I'm going to write the second one. I'm going to write the third one. So hypothetically, that might be things like design a brochure, implement a phone attendant, sign a joint venture partner, or file papers. Then the second column, you're going to work these columns all the way down first. So you're going to make your laundry list of anything that could relate to increasing your revenue. Then you're going to move over to the second column, which is your business area. Is that a marketing thing? Is that an operations thing? Is that a finance? Is that a sales? Is that a customer service? Whatever that is for you. And the next thing you're going to do, the scale here is 1 to 10. 10 means it's very, very, very easy to do. And a 1 would mean it's very difficult to do. Okay, so in this case, ease, 10 is very simple. Work that column all the way down. So in this example, design a brochure, it's pretty easy, it gets an 8. Implement phone attendant, gets a 9. Sign a joint venture partner, gets a 6. And filing papers is really, really easy, it gets a 10. All right, moving right along. What's the business impact? So is designing a brochure, what's the business impact of doing that? Could it help contribute to increasing revenue by 10%? Yeah, so it gets a 10. Implement phone attendant. Not really in this exercise, so it gets a 6. Sign joint venture partner gets an 8. And then finally filing papers, what's the business impact of increasing my revenue by 10%? None, it's a 1, right? And then you total them up. And if that isn't clear enough for you, what you could do is you draw just a little chart that basically says that, hey, the top two things I got to be doing is I got to do a design a brochure and implement the phone attendant, hypothetically. So what you simply do is take the ideas and tasks you have, fill out that first column first. Before that, make sure you're all operating on the same number or the same goal you're shooting for. If you're shooting for a 77 and she's shooting for a 74, we're not going to have the same prioritization together there. And then the last piece of that is, what's the ease to implement? What's the business impact? Total them up. And this gets you 80% down the path. Then you can work with the exceptions later. Okay?
I have a quick question. The business impact, can you help me with the rating?
Sure. 10 would mean a huge business impact.
10 is huge.
Yeah. So the end, let me just, and you'll hear me say this a lot. Start with the end in mind. This exercise is, the higher the number, the more critical, the more important, the higher the number in this exercise is something you ought to be doing, like now. The lower the number is something that probably goes in the not now folder, okay? Or the not now, you know, file cabinet or whatever you happen to use in your business.
And it has nothing to do really with the ease.
Like, not business impact, right, but the column impact is ease.
Right.
So the first thing is, if you're at a conference or an event or you're brainstorming with your team, the first thing you're going to do is highlight the best ideas that relate to number two. So in this case, what's your primary goal at this moment? So if we were all on the same team and we wanted to brainstorm and figure out which one of these things do we do first, we would say the goal is to increase revenue by 10%. Now, you're going to go through your list of stuff and your projects and you say, well, that doesn't relate. Oh, this one relates to revenue. Okay, this one relates to revenue, and you're going to fill that first column out. Then you're going to move on to the second one, which is which business area is that? Like in your case, that's a very important column because you may have a person who does the marketing. You may have a person that does, in your case too, you may have an operations person. Then you can delegate those things out. So now you've got three or four people working towards the same goal and the same projects, the same tasks, if you will, that are going to get you there even quicker. So the second column helps you delegate if necessary. Are you guys cold?
I am cold.
Okay. Look.
I was like 77.
All right. It's going to be 7. It's going to be 78 soon. All right. Next one is ease. So selfishly, you need to say, how easy is this to implement? 10 is pretty easy to do. So let's put the 10 on there. Business impact, that relates to the goal. Like doing the brochure and increasing revenue by 10%. Yeah, because like if I don't have the brochure, how do I? Yeah, got it? Okay. And then you got the total. So the objective here is the higher the number is something you ought to be working on. The coolest thing about this, it shows you very clearly what should drop off the list. In this extreme example, filing papers that someone was doing probably shouldn't be done based on increasing your revenue. Okay?
But also, let you know where you should be allocating your money to.
Absolutely. So the idea here is this could relate to anything. This approach of forced ranking, and those HR folks in the room know this is not a new concept, except what I always do is find something that works well for like when you're reducing your sales force or you're reducing, it's called a RIF, a reduction in force, and you need to go from 100 people to 80. Everyone, unfortunately, gets assigned a number. And if you're number 100 on the list, number 80 through 100, and we need to get to 80, those people, unfortunately, are being laid off. That's such a negative thing, and I've had to go through that twice, and it's not a fun experience over 22 years. And I'm like, there's got to be some other application to this thing. And I'm like, I got it.
This is just a powerful time management tool, because this would quickly become my not to do list.
Right.
This becomes my not to do list.
Yeah.
Or delegate. Right?
Yeah. So to what you guys were talking about in the corner, I mean, I have a hard time turning off the switch on this stuff. I will go into places. And things just from a...
In restaurants.
Yeah, I'm like, I cannot believe that they actually... All right, here, this is just a simple one. Like, I almost got... I caught myself, but coming here, I was in San Antonio Airport. It's like 7 in the morning, whatever day that was, Tuesday. No, it was... Where was I? It doesn't matter where I was, but here's the point. Sorry, guys. It's not my time. Here's the point. The TSA line. Anyone ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay, unless you're a pilot or a flight attendant, you know, it's a pretty or like first class, you're in a good spot. So I'm coming up, and like immediately I knew it was going to be a crappy day because it's like 7 in the morning. And I'm walking up, and there are. Let's see the best way to do this. Okay, so you're walking up to TSA. Here's the TSA stuff, and y'all are all getting ready to walk up to the line. So in here is one turnstile that lets people in this way. And over here is another turnstile that lets people in this way. Got the picture so far? Mm-hmm. Guess where both lines come to? The same spot. So here's what's happening. I'm over here. I get to the rope. I make a left. I am now running into the people who are coming through this line. And people were getting upset and like getting up and mad with each other. And of course, me with my illness, I'm like, you friends of mine, why the hell do you have two expectations happening here that you're pushing people to the same line? Why can't we just have one way to come in and let the flow go through? Because common sense is not
common.
Practice. Common press is common.
I'm
common.
So excited I got it this time.
You did? All right. You break through free lane. All right, so when does most of the action happen during a sporting event?
Intermission.
2 minutes usually is it, right? It's the last 2 minutes. And then, you know, in football it's called, since we're kind of up on football season, it's the 2 minute drill. In a basketball game, I mean, I've been involved with basketball all my life, and I have seen 20-point leads disappear in 2 minutes. It's just something about 2 minutes. But the answer is it's 2 minutes. So I am going to give you guys a gift that's going to help you do a two-minute drill.
Woohoo!
All right, there we go. I got some excitement there. So let me pass these out to you.
I was just wondering when we're going to hear all these great stories you skipped over.
Which stories?
The case studies.
Which case study?
The one for Davies.
Well, you're all, there are videos, but you know, like James told me, you don't need to take away their time to tell them like what you're doing, because they're already here. So what I did is I'd already made the action guide, and you know, if I play 10 videos through the next 2 days, and they're all 3 minutes apiece, how much time did I take away from you? I'd rather give you 30 minutes of content than telling you that you know the stuff I do is okay.
That question is now answered.
All right, very good. So everybody take it out. Yeah, if you need the instruction guide... Oh boy, if you need the instruction guide, there's one in there. So you got to pull that little tab out to activate the battery. Okay, and we'll start hearing some beeps in the room. This is the time you get to actually have some fun. And y'all can play with those later on when we're at dinner. But here's the thing. David, on day one, went back to the hotel room, took out his timer, turned off his cell phone, made sure that the phone of the hotel room was not on. He set his timer for 30 minutes. And for some reason, he was able to do something in 30 minutes that he has not been able to do for a year. So, that's my gift to you. We're going to continue to use those. And then at this point, since we have one community calculator, I need someone to volunteer to be a timekeeper from this point forward on our exercises. So anyone enjoy pressing the buttons and hearing the beeps? Okay, Catherine, you got it. So from now on, we do one of our exercises. It's a two-minute drill, and I will ask you to set that for 2 minutes, and we'll just have you be the timekeeper from this point forward.
Okay.
All right? So, guys, we're going to go 10 more minutes, and then we're going to have dinner, and it's going to be awesome. So do you want to set that for 10 minutes? But don't start it. Set it for 10, but don't start it till Kayla comes back in, because she's out of the room, and I don't want her to miss this next section.
Did you have fun creating this?
What's that?
Did you have fun creating this course?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
The problem I had, how do I take 22 years, give you the 20% of what you really need to be successful in your entrepreneur business? Because I wanted to, like, this could be a 4-day boot camp.
This could be a 4-month course.
Could be a 4-month course. So, you know, I'm talking to my coach, James. I'm like, James. He's like, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Version 2 updated, coming out whenever you want to do it. Oh, okay. So, but again, the whole idea of the course was the same thing that I've told you before. It's not like I went to my Not Now folder in some cases. And some of these projects I have done selfishly for myself, some of the things I've talked about. And I just put it all on the dining room table, and I started a bucket. Okay, this is time, this is talent, which is people, this is... I'd say probably 40% was already in existence because it was mine anyway. I was just using it. The compliment concern, which was really the customer service tracking form, I mean, that was already created. So I just had to build some content around why that's important to use, why it's important to listen, why it's important to track, why it's important to discover your next big product without spending a dollar to do market research. I mean, people were kind of volunteering that information to you anyway. So it was a lot of fun doing it. Absolutely. I had a great time.